أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ
اس آیت کا ترجمہ ہے
حضور says that the translation of this verse is that O ye who believe, respond to Allah and the Messenger when He calls you that He may give you life. And know that Allah comes in between a man and his heart, and that He it is unto whom you shall be gathered. Huzur says that as every Ahmadi knows, and every Ahmadi and everyone who joins the community later on, they know fully well that they are actually making this declaration that today, that by joining the community of the Promised Messiah today, I believe him to be the Messiah and Imam Mahdi, and by doing so, actually, I declare myself to have joined with that community who in fact have responded to the call of Allah and His Messenger. He declares that today, whatever Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran by way of commands and instructions, I am one of the believers in all those commands. He announces and declares that today the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the seal of the Prophet, all his prophecies, I believe in all of them. He also announces that today all the commandments given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I promise to act upon all his instructions, so that I can get a new spiritual life. If apart from this understanding, there is anything else in the mind of someone, then he is false in his claim that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian is the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all His instructions regarding the following these commandments, Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has mentioned, first of all, in the conditions of path which he laid for the new converts, that Ahmadiyyat is actually truly the name of obeying the commands of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the third condition of the bath clearly says, that without break every day, according to the instruction of Allah Almighty, I will be invoking durood and salam for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will try to be utmost regular in that. And in fifth condition it is mentioned that with the Allah Almighty I will be always loyal. And the sixth condition says that I will bring myself completely under the sway of the instructions of the Holy Quran. And I will take the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as my guide in everything that I do or say. So there, in other words, believing in the promised Messiah and to enter into his path is actually believing in all the commands and following those commands given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in order to get a new spiritual life as a result of that. Therefore, most fortunate is that person who for this purpose joins this community and then he remains in that community. And we are also very fortunate indeed that in this age and time that this great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have believed in him and we are able to listen to the command and the call of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can also see this miracle of the spiritual revival of the people, so that we can see our dead bodies coming to life. So therefore, those people who put this allegation upon us that God forbid Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam, that when we believe him to be the Messiah and the Prophet, then by doing so we are decreasing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his status. This is utterly a false allegation upon Ahmadis. And Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam himself, he has mentioned about the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he revived the spiritually dead people. He says about that, that a prophet came into this world so that those people who are deaf, they may be able to hear, not only from today, but those people for many, many years, they have not been able to listen. Who is blind and who is deaf? Actually, those are the people, those who have not accepted this call, and those who have not accepted in this belief, who has once again introduced this teaching. And this prophet who made the uncivilized people civilized people, and them from then on made them those people who were of good character and conduct, and those who were truly having very good qualities of character, quality of character and good morals, and they were having so balanced attributes that by following those morals, then they can reach their destination. Being just and kind and true, truthful, and then from the people of morals, they became those people who became very close to God Almighty. And certainly, that is the Prophet who is the light, the Son of Light. And he is the one who actually brought these people to life who were previously spiritually dead. And this is the perfect man who has created actually this revolution. And this is the perfect man whose perfect follower and true follower has sent and appointed in this age and time in subordination to his master who has sent this promised Messiah in this age. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says elsewhere that it should be clear that the Holy Quran has been full with this expression that the world has come to an end and Allah Almighty through this Prophet Khatmul Anbiya, seal of the Prophet, by sending him from a new, he brought a new life to these people. And that is why he says, Elamu, that you know, that you keep this in mind, that the earth was dead. And after that, Allah Almighty brought that earth into life again. So accordingly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them. Regarding them, he says, Allah Almighty says, وَأَيَّدَنَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهُ, that Allah Almighty helped them with the spirit of truth, spirit of piety. And this help is that their hearts are awakened and their hearts are given a new life, spiritual life, and they are delivered from the spiritual death. And pure capabilities and pious knowledge is given to these people, and definite knowledge and positive arguments are given to them through which they go to a higher status. And these branches of knowledge, who are the factors on which the deliverance of people depends, these are definitely given to the people only through the means of this great man. And Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran this claim very loudly, that the spiritual life can only be attained through following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all those people, those who follow this great Prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who do not follow this Prophet, they are dead and they do not have the spiritual life. And the spiritual life means that the faculty, spiritual faculties which are come to life as a result of following these words which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has spoken regarding the high status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is there anyone who can compete with that, or the one who thinks of competing? Can he ever use such a profound language? So, according to the teaching of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we are, by the grace of Allah, we believe that the means of spiritual life, Allah Almighty has made it in this way, that Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the means of that. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, who was his great lover and true lover, and a great follower, in this age and time, he has been sent to give the spiritual life to the people living in this age. And this is the purpose for which he has been raised by Allah, so that through him such community should be established who are responding to the call of Allah and his messenger. And as a result of that, they are able to get the spiritual life. And they are going to further beautify their spirituality. And they should be gathered at the hand of the Imam of the age. This statement of some of the Muslims, that we are Muslims and we have believed in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after that we don't stand in need of believing in anybody else, that is actually their mistake. This Imam of the age, about which the prophecy is there in the Holy Quran, and about whom the Holy Prophet has also mentioned that when he comes, then you convey my salam to him. Believing in such a prophet is very essential, and without that actually your faith is not complete at all. Only then the spirit of truth can only be given to a person if he believes in that. So therefore, in order to complete your faith and also to get the spiritual life, it is very essential to believe in the Imam of this age. Allah Almighty, His command should be kept in mind, which Allah Almighty has mentioned, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi, that O ye people who believe, you believe in Allah and His Messenger. So they had believed before, but why they have been asked to have the faith again? Because there are so many people, the faith of them, their claim, is only a mere statement by their mouth. So therefore, O you who believers, in order to be able to be called to true believers, you have to fill your hearts with faith. And in this age, the true believer is only that person, he will be called, who will believe in this great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has his complete belief in that. So therefore, the statements against whatever allegations and the fronts are being made against this community of the promised Messiah, instead of doing so, the Muslims should ponder over this thing, that they should at least little bit think on this point, that in order to the one who calls them to the strengthening of the faith and the one who gives the spiritual life and faith, what is after all his claim and what is his faith? What does he say about himself? What is his status? And what status he attributes to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi wasallam says that by the name of Allah, I am not the disbeliever. I believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is none worthy of worship, and the Holy Prophet is the Prophet, and he is the Khatmul Nabiyyin, seal of the Prophet, and I have firm faith about this. And on the truth of this claim that I make, I can swear in as many names as Allah has. And all the status that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have, in the name of that I swear. And there is no such claim which I make which is at all against the statement of Allah or the Prophet. And those people who do not understand that, this is their misunderstanding, and still they consider me as a false imposter. These people should remember that after the death they will be inquired about that. I swear in the name of Allah that I have such a faith in Allah and the Prophet that if the faith of all the people in this age that is put on one side of the scale, and all the faith is put on one side of the scale of the one side of the scale, and my faith is put on the other side of the scale, then by the grace of Allah, that scale will be heavier in which my faith is there. So this is the statement of this true lover of this Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is how he has described the magnitude of his faith. So in order to glorify and beautify your faith, in order to give your hearts the spiritual life and to give them a new life, so it is essential and imperative that they should believe in the a Imam of this age which Allah Almighty has appointed. They should also, the true follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should believe in him, about whom the prophecy was made some 1400 years ago, was made by Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is there any big change in the circumstances from that time, or is there any improvement from that time today regarding which every true Muslim is extremely worried today. And they were waiting for the fulfillment of this prophecy, that when such a person comes, and then as a result of that, Muslim will be able to get some guide. If they ponder over it, then the conditions of the Muslims are much worse than before, and they are worsening day by day. The condition of the Muslims, in spite of the fact that there are some Muslims, Muslim states and governments, still their condition is worsening. Spiritually, they are just becoming like the dead people. Definitely it makes that there is something deficiency somewhere, and the deficiency is that the one to whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent his salam, regarding whom gradually the mullahs of today they are opposing him. They made certain formations against him, and now some Islamic governments, they are joining hands. But remember that light which Allah Almighty has lit, that cannot be blown by the breaths of anybody. So instead of going against the will of Allah and destroying this life and the life to come, they should try to please Allah Almighty. Allah, who stands in between him and his heart, they should seek help from Allah Almighty, and they should pray to Allah Almighty that, O Allah, regarding this person, the Ummah, about which you mentioned that it's going to be the best community, and you are the people who have been created for the betterment of the whole of mankind. But the apparent conditions are not like that. They are not good enough for that purpose. How can they improve the quality of the life of other people? Actually, their own conditions are worsening. Therefore, so if the prayers are made fervently for this purpose, that pray made to Allah Almighty, who is in between the person and his heart, then such prayers will definitely bear fruits, and Allah Almighty will be guiding the people. But majority of the Ummah, people of the Ummah, they are wrong and they are following their worldly leaders. And the piety of their hearts, they are wasting that by following these people. This prayer, if today, if we pray for these people for the betterment of these people who are attributed to the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there is anybody who can pray for these people, then those are the members of the community of the great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the members of the Ahmadiyya community. These are you people who have to pray for that. And you have to pray that, O Allah, please purify the hearts of these people. Their hands are in your hand. They are the people who, after all, they claim to believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is our beloved leader. So please grant them wisdom, because without your granting the wisdom to them, there is no one else who can open up their hearts and to brighten their minds. There is no one else who can do so. So now, except you, no one can tell them what is the real life and what is death. O Allah, you please tell them that simply attributing yourself to the Holy Prophet will not benefit much, but the path to which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling them and what instructions he is giving to you, unless and until you go to those instructions and follow them, only then there will be a change in your life, otherwise not. So therefore we should pray that, O Allah, please remove the rust from their hearts, so that they may be able to, they, instead of opposing him, the Imam of the age, they are able to recognize him. So this prayer is actually the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi today. Actually, this is something imperative and compulsory for them. If we do not do so, then we will not be fulfilling our duties. These so-called mullahs and scholars, they have spread so much wrong things against the Jamaat. They have created such a strange scenario and atmosphere against the Jamaat that there are many people who would like to join the community, considering it to be the true message, but because of the pressure of their community, they are silenced. There are many men and ladies who have written to me that they have accepted Ahmadiyyat, and when there is a pressure upon them from the society, from their relatives, and they have to undergo this hardship. Recently there was a report that one young man accepted the Ahmadiyyat, and his family members, they tied him in the house and beat him, and for several days they kept him in that condition. Only a few days ago, from Switzerland, I received a report. One Ahmadi gave us this information that a Pakistani mother is living in Switzerland after studying the Islam Ahmadiyya literature. That young man wanted to do the bath. When he mentioned this thing to his relatives in Pakistan, then such strange things were told to him from these people that one is really surprised. They have got no relation whatsoever with Ahmadiyyat. This is simply, these are the fabrications of these so-called Muslim ulama, and this is the result of these false things which these people have spread, and they are free to do whatever they like. Against the Ahmadiyya, they can do it. And on the other side, the Ahmadis are under restriction that whatever is your true teaching, you cannot disclose that, you cannot publish that. And it is also mentioned that somebody, a close relative, told him on phone that if you accept Ahmadiyyat, then you should be ready to be killed. Because after you are accepting Ahmadiyyat, then I will be the first person who will be killing you. So these are the conditions through which the Ahmadis are passing. This is the thinking of these people. Can it be attributed to those who are following the commands of Allah and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Have they not heard about this condition of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was very angry? When he listened that in one battle, someone who was submitted and he accepted Islam, but still one of the companions killed him there. And what he said at that time was that, did you open up his heart to see what was inside, whether it was real faith there or it was simply a disbelief? There are different types of people in this world. Some are very weak and some are very bold. Those who are weak, they simply are suppressed. And those who are bold, they face these difficulties. And there are many, in spite of all these difficulties, they come forward and they accept the truth. And there are many such people, those who stand very firmly against these opposition. So they are really very fortunate people who, though reply to these people that faqze ma anta khas, that whatever you can do, you do whatever you can do possibly. But whatever you are going to decide and do, that is only during this life. But who can finish the life to come? So those Ahmadis who are being martyred in Pakistan nowadays, their reply is also like that. And every Ahmadi who is being persecuted, his reply is also the same. And those who are new Ahmadis, and those who are facing very severe hardship at this time, and I would like to tell them and say to them that you should seek help from Allah Almighty through prayers. And Wallahu khairun wa abqa, Allah Almighty is the best and he is the one who is going to maintain the people and to support them. And he will deal with the enemies and he will reward those people who are steadfast. Because when they join the community, they will be rewarded abundantly by Allah Almighty. As I have said, Hazur says that this lamp which Allah Almighty has lit and lit by the hand of Allah, then human breath cannot extinguish that. And Allah Almighty is going to spread the light of this lamp appointed by Allah. And how He is going to spread it to the hearts of the people, that all the people of the world, even if they put together all the hurdles and obstacles, still in spite of that, He is going to spread this light, and no one can stop this light going down into the hearts of people. And there are many pious people, those who declare the truth of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and there is no effort whatsoever, and no human effort has been made in order to convey this message to these people. There is no effort there. Allah Almighty Himself actually opens up the hearts of their doors of their hearts, and Allah Almighty Himself, He discloses the truth of the His a great lover of the Allah Almighty Himself. And recently I received a report from some Arab country. Hazur says, I am not going to read out the names for obvious reasons, but Hazur says that during these days I am seeing the very clear signs of the support of Allah Almighty, and I am in contact with some people. Then he says that a few days ago he contacted the studio in MTA, and then he came to know about this person and contacted him. And the person who contacted is a very simple type of person, and from the Sufis, and he had seen in the dream that there is a village in India and there some mischief mongers are chasing him, and suddenly he sees the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he goes into his bosom, and that was the same picture which he saw later on. And apart from that, he has previously seen the promised Messiah many times, and few days ago and he saw the promised Messiah into the blessed shape and form of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now he says, I do not need any other argument, and if there is any other, somebody wanted to explain the point, but he stopped him and he said that now the faith has been firmly established in my heart, I do not need any argument on top of that. Then he says that 2 days ago somebody phoned and he wanted to talk to me. Then the same person and another Ahmadi person, both of them, they went to talk to that person. And the father of this young man was also there, who belonged to a Sufi community. And when we talked to his father, then they told him that 20 years ago they saw the picture of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hanging on a wall, and now when they saw the picture of the promised Messiah in MTA studio, that was exactly the same. So this is the sign of the this great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he was setting the dish antenna for this purpose, when he was setting the picture, then the very first picture, was of that person who sometime takes part in our television program, and he thought that through him he will get the message, and by the grace of Allah he performed the bath. And during the program there was a phone call, and somebody get this number from the telephone directory, and he was not at home. He telephoned there, but he was not home. Then he promised to come again, And then the meeting took place, he told that he is quite educated person and he has, in 60s, he qualified from the American University in Beirut. And then he was in 70s, he served in Jordan Army as an officer. And for 28 years, he served in Saudi. And he is very fond of reading, particularly the books about Sufism. So then he says that he was not feeling well regarding his previous thoughts, and he used to consider the Ahmadis as disbelievers. And the books of the Jamaat were not available, but now through this channel, he is able to watch this program regularly. And the truth of the promised Messiah has been imprinted on his mind. And he says that now I understand fully the beautiful points made by the promised Messiah in his books, and he thoroughly enjoys, and such a beautiful wording cannot be from the mouth of a liar. This can only be from the one who understands everything properly. Yes, many people used to discuss the matters with him and used to various arguments and discuss the matter with him. But now, opposed to this situation, now the situation has been changed that most of the people I come across, they are already in agreement with the Ahmadiyya point of view. And in many cases, they have already seen the face of the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam. And if they are submitting to Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty is always going to guide them. This is also our responsibility that we should also be praying for them. So therefore, so these, according to the promises made to the promised Messiah Salatu Islam by Allah Almighty every day actually shows the examples of assistance and support to the promised Messiah Salatu Islam. But Hazur says, as I have said, it is also our responsibility which is given to us by Allah Almighty that whatever means you have, you spread this message which is to purify the hearts of the people. As much as you can do, you do it, so that you can also get a reward and sawab. You may also be blessed with that reward from Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty has destined for the followers of this community. So every Ahmadi should understand this purpose, and along with the attaining high status of morality and piety, along with that, they should also keep this point in mind, and they should make it one of their objective that I have to, by believing the promised Messiah salatu wasalam in this age, the life which I have claimed to have achieved is actually the signs of that life are to be seen in me or not, which he mentioned that it will be seen among my followers. He says that Allah Almighty, the objective of creating this community is that lost spirituality should be re-established and granted to the people again. So in order to get this lost realization of life, realization of God, that we should try to achieve that one, we have to pay attention to the realization of this objective. So similarly, the same message should be conveyed to the people of this world at this time. In your own surroundings, in your own circles, you have to convey the message of the promised Messiah salatu wasalam, that in this age, this cup of realization of Allah and Islam, that has been handed over to the hand of the promised Messiah salatu wasalam. You come and get the blessings out of it, and you can get the eternal life as a result of that. The promised Messiah salatu wasalam says that I tell you truly, honestly, that those people who got life through the hand of the Messiah, they died. But the one who will drink from my hand, which has been granted to me, who will drink from this cup, he will never die. They will continue to live forever spiritually. And this explanation which I give, if somebody else can also do like that, so then you should think that I am not from God. But I tell you that if this wisdom and this realization, which is like a life-giving message for the mankind, if you cannot get it from elsewhere, then you don't have any excuse to put that why you did not accept it, why you denied this fountain. and which has been accepted in heaven, on the earth nobody can deny his truth. So in this regard, Huzur says that now everyone should work very dedicatedly with great enthusiasm, and they should be with full effort try to convey the message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. But they should always keep this point in mind that no action of a believer is not complete without prayer. So these days Allah Almighty has given us, these are the days of Ramadan. We are passing through the last 10 days of Ramadan. So the most important prayer should be this much, that this is one we should offer to Allah Almighty, that as a result of that Allah Almighty should also accept other prayers as well. So may Allah when Allah Almighty will see our passion for the guidance of mankind in our prayers and our desire to bring them to the fold of Islam, to Allah, and when we will be praying for this purpose, and when we will be dedicatedly praying for that, when He will see such prayers, then He would also look after other needs for which we are praying, and also will grant those prayers. So therefore, in the last few days, remaining days of Ramadan, which are at our disposal, in order to get the spiritual life, in order to give the spiritual life to the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the mankind, we should be spending particularly in our prayers. We should include them in our prayers and spend the days in prayers, and we will be able to see the blessings of Allah as a result of that. Zohar says, as I mentioned, Allah Almighty Himself, through the true dreams, He is already informing the people with about the advent of the Messiah. Allah Almighty is already awakening these pious people. These are actually the result of that person who was completely lost in the love of Allah Almighty, who used to pray at night, who some 1400 years ago, hundreds of thousands of people, they were brought back to spiritual life. And today, as this is the time of the great lover of this Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is also having the same blessings. And with the prayers which made by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this period, and actually this time is the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that from the beginning this until this time, this is all the time of the promise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should do our best, and through our efforts and prayers we should try to give new spiritual life to mankind. And we will be able to see the success of these prayers. So it will not be because of any excellence in us or any effort on our part, but this is because of the promises made to the Master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to the servant, the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. So if our prayers are heard, they will be because of His love for His beloved, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and His follower, the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. And as a result of this rain of blessing from Allah Almighty, we will also get some blessing out of that. So these few remaining days of Ramzan, we should be praying fervently for the victory of Islam, for the spiritual life of the members of the Muslim Ummah, and in order to be blessed thoroughly with the spiritual life, and for your own spiritual life, and also to achieve the high objectives of your life, every Ahmadi should be praying very fervently. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah namadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من
يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.